Welcome back to The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon! And welcoming a very special guest, Alfred the Contender Brooks!
Hey Contender, how's it going?
Good, and thank you for having me on your show, Jimmy. Anyway, can you pick up the pace here? I really need to study for my night classes.
You know, it is an honor to be in this show, right? Just kidding. Okay. So I'm just going to rapid fire question at you. Knowing the limit time you will be available, I have to start with this first question. Why you quit?
It's the exact reason what Mr. Donatelli said after I tied with Barnes. You don't have that killer instinct, Alfred. The coldness to beat a man into the ground when you sense his weakness. I'm not so sure I'd want you to have it. I guess he was right, because I didn't feel it in my gut every time I went up to the ring.
That's deep, bro. Was it really hard to step away from it? I know how much time you spent in that little gym working out. I have a little interview with Mr. Donatelli. Don't think I'm a stalker.
No, it wasn't really that hard. I just didn't have it in me, you know? When Mr. Donatelli told me to quit, it wasn't that I didn't want to quit. It was just that I wanted to exit properly. You gotta let me finish, I pleaded to Mr. Donatelli. I knew I didn't have my heart in boxing anymore, so I knew walking away was for the better.
Well, how did you feel when you first joined the program with Mr. Donatelli?
It was exciting. After so many years in the street, I finally had a goal. It was an escape from the dangerous moments that were normal when you were out there meandering on the streets with nothing to do. Once I got into a fight with the wrong crowd, and I could taste the blood in my mouth, warm and salty, and I felt the pavement scrape the skin off my shoulder blades. It was one of the reasons I started boxing. I needed to defend myself.
Did you ever think that Mr. Donatelli would be the one telling you to quit boxing?
Actually, no. I really thought that he would encourage me all the way and he would never falter to help me in my boxing career. However, I guess I was wrong, but when I was looking back, I guess it was the right decision. I still remember when I first went into the gym, he said, "Big hands, you'll grow some more." It was one of the first things he ever said to me, the first time I heard the influential sound of his voice. It was when I realized he would guide me. I thought his voice would carry me through my entire career.
How was the first day of your training with Mr. Donatelli at the gym?
Well, my first day was pretty awkward. I didn't have anyone to train me or even tell me what to do. It was because so many people were there and everyone was busy doing something. And it got even worse as I found myself in the middle of a fight between a trainee and the assistant of Mr. Donatelli. "Your job's to get me a head guard when I want it," started the argument. All in all, the first day wasn't the best.
Moving along, did you ever wonder how some people can take all these physical conditions?
No, not really. I think that anyone could do it. Because you start off putting in all the hard work, and then you start to get used to the workout as usual. If you train the right way, anyone can take the hard work. As I remember it, the first week was all pain. Steel claws ripping at my shoulder muscles, raking my arms. This is how it felt the first week. Next week, it hurt even more, but I would start to get used to it as time went by.
Okay, let's take a break from your boss's story. It is okay, we'll get back to it later. I just wanted to ask you a question. Did you really forget about the alarm when your friend James and other people went to rob the Epstein's?
Yeah, I seriously forgot. I would never do that to my best friend. I knew that if he got caught, then he would go to jail. I told him, "Let's go to the movie, James." That's all I wanted. The problems just kept coming the more he kept on hanging out with those jerks, Major, Sonny, and Hollis. The movies were a way to hang out with my friend without him spending so much time with the other fools that would only talk him into doing horrible things. The silent alarm put my best friend in jail. I think that should be enough to show it was an absolute accident.
So is it true that you and James were able to reestablish that great friendship?
You know, Jimmy, you're the first one I'm going to talk about this with. But yeah, we're tight again. One day I found him bleeding intensely and he was so stuck up on the idea he was too sick and just needed a fix for drugs. If I hadn't found him there in our secret hiding spot since childhood, I don't know if he would still be alive. But he was my partner and I had to be there for him.
Did you ever fall for anything that sort, like drugs?
Yeah, Jimmy, I did. It was a wild night and I was just mad at the world, so I decided to go to a party with Major and Co. I always regret it, the stupidest decisions I ever made. Can't stay long. That's what I told myself. I was only there to see James, but I let the bad side of myself take control, and I ended up drinking and smoking marijuana. I guess it felt good at the moment, but I was sluggish for days, and it almost caused me to quit boxing too early and not take the steps forward that I did take for my life.
Besides all the big names, was there anyone behind the scenes helping you?
Of course, man. Even though no one has heard of him, the one that stuck with me through thick and thin in my boxing career was my friend Henry. Our relationship was a bit strained before, but he got engrossed in boxing at the same time I did, so he was there when I joined the gym. In fact, in the first place, he was the one encouraging me to join. He couldn't box himself because of the limp he had, but he would never complain and always saw the bright side of things. Henry would watch, grinning as if I was doing great, for everything I did at the gym or at my fights. Truth be told, before I even started boxing, Major and the rest of his friends had beat me up because of the alarm, and I fell unconscious in an alley. Henry found me, and with his dad, they brought me home.
Nice. So another thing I just want to ask you was, were you ashamed of walking into the Epstein's store after the attempted robbery?
Well, obviously. They knew that James and me were very close. They even questioned me the day after the robbery. As I recall, "I want to talk to you," he said. It was Lou Epstein. He was the shortest of them, and he was very uncanny to me that day. I was so ashamed. They usually let me take a snack, but I was so regretful that day, I didn't even ask.
Okay, what about this? How did it feel to go into Madison Square Garden for the first time to see a fight?
It felt great. It was the most exciting moment of my life. There were so many people there gathering around just to see a boxing fight. It was truly amazing. It was there when I noticed how many people liked boxing. If I remember correctly, half a dozen people sitting together near ringside cheered for Becker that first fight. Imagining how much those tickets cost gives a good idea about how much people like boxing. This is just a little piece of the action which was taking place there, and I will always remember that day.
Tell me about the last fight where, no offense, but you got beat pretty bad.
Well, yeah, it was the only one I lost out of the four total I had. That last one, which I lost, was against Elston Hubbard. He won by unanimous decision. I remember as clear as day when he won. Hubbard broke loose and ran across the ring, throwing his arms around me. That was pretty good sportsmanship, because out of all the fights I had, he was the only one who did that. The pain, though, was excruciating. After so many hits, it was hard to keep up. At one point, I was seeing three Hubbards, but I would never give up.
Well, we all saw the last fight. You were on everyone's watch list for the next great one. What did you stay standing through it all?
It was my last chance to prove to myself that I could be a contender, and that's where I got my nickname. Boxing suddenly became a metaphor for my life, and I just had to show myself that if I wanted to, I can stand up and compete with the best of them. I stood in that ring for all of the rounds, and I showed not only everyone, but myself, that I was a contender. After that last one, I'll always remember what Mr. Donatelli told me. Now you know, Alfred. Now you know too. It meant that now I also knew I was a contender.
Okay, tough guy. Then tell me, how did it feel to win?
Well, not even winning felt good. That's why it wasn't so hard to quit. Boxing wasn't ever the sport fit for me. Like my Aunt Pearl told me once, and it didn't even taste sweet, the winning. Did it, honey? I answered no. Not even for my first bout did it feel good. It had a life-changing effect on me, though. And I can't say I wish I never took boxing lessons.
I had to wonder, how do you feel when Uncle Wilson kept asking you questions about your future? I also had a little side interview with him.
Well, when he asked me questions, it was always if I was thinking about the trades. I felt kind of annoyed. I know he had a good heart, but every time I won, it was the same exact thing. I get it. He's my uncle. And I still remember him saying, "You think about the trades, Alfred." He gave good advice. But sometimes I close myself off. I wish I would have put more thought into it at an earlier age.
Well, at least he was doing it out of good intentions. I want to talk about how you felt when James was still mad at you.
I felt horrible. I still think about how stupid I was to forget to tell him about the alarm. If I hadn't forgot, none of this would have happened. I remember those nights where my aunt would ask me what I was thinking about. "You've been so quiet. You thinking about James?" She would ask me once in a while how I was feeling, but it was something I just really didn't want to discuss. It wasn't entirely my fault, but in my mind, it was. I constantly beat myself up over it. I had almost lost the best friend because I had forgotten to have his back like a real partner would.
Was there anyone you look up to as a role model or something of the sort?
There was my cousin, who was always that perfect child that everyone wished they had. I always had felt a bit of jealousy towards him. He had made it to college and had so many options of where he could lead his future, but he was someone that I would secretly look up to. I wanted to be someone or do something, and he was doing that. But once I was looking past boxing, I asked him about what there was to do here, since he was giving up an opportunity to go to Africa. He told me, for one thing, a lot of groups are trying to organize self-help groups, programs in black communities, parents groups, tenants groups. This encouraged me to help in a recreation center that I am still helping today. Jeff really was the one I wanted to be like growing up.
Nice. I think it would be nice for all kids growing up in poor urban areas to have that one person in their lives they can model their lives after. Okay, almost done. Were you ever sinful to only have your aunt and your life instead of your parents?
Sometimes. But one thing that's for certain is that I could have never asked for my lovely Aunt Pearl to do a better job. She loved me and took me in as if I were her own son. She did the best she could, and I really know that for anyone to treat me better is impossible. So many times she would find me up early at the door after running, and like a worried mother, she would ask me, "Where you been?" Or like a not-so-loving mother, "You drunk?" Asking for more would be greedy. I really love and can't express how much I want to thank the best aunt in the world.
I think I can safely say we all feel the same way about the people raising us. But woo! We are finally at the end, buddy. Can I ask you one more question?
We've got this far, right?
If right now you could go back, wipe everyone's memory fresh, and start boxing one more time, would you do it?
No. I have no regret of quitting. Boxing brought me forward as a person, but it just wasn't the right fit for me. Seeing Griffin's body twitch as he fell unconscious is glued to my memory. Bud and Mr. Donatelli were holding my arms, and Henry was hugging me. But I felt alone and sick. I swallowed back the bitter taste, broke free, and ran across the ring. I tried to apologize to Griffin, but I was just shooed away by the manager. It sticks with me still today, and I hope that I am not defined by those few fights. No person should be bloodthirsty enough to want to see the life leave a man, not even if just for a few moments. So, Jimmy, no, I would never go back to boxing, even if I had the opportunity to.
Wow, man, I think I just had my first serious down-to-air interview. I'm about to put this on my resume.
You know what, Jimmy? It wasn't so bad to open up about my story. And remember to bold my name on your resume.
No problemo. Well, it was great to have you on the show.
It was great to be here, Jimmy.
Good luck on whatever you choose to do next.
Thanks. I hope one day I'll make a difference and come here again. Hopefully for a better reason. Thanks for tuning in. And we hope to see you tomorrow for an interesting visit from Leo DiCaprio!